good morning and welcome to the Bible study. Many years ago, a friend of mine handed me a book titled The Late Great Planet Earth. He told me that the first couple of chapters move kind of slow, but then it really picks up after that, and he was right. And for a long time, without claiming to be an expert, I pretty much believed what I read in The Late Great Planet Earth. I am here to tell you today that I do not hold any longer to that perspective, but it is a fascinating perspective. It is essentially the same perspective that has given birth to some 12 Left Behind series books. And part of what you read in those books comes from Mark chapter 13 or Matthew 24 and 25, those kinds of places. Luke 21, where Jesus does a kind of an exposition on the end of the world. We're going to talk about Mark 13 today with Mark. Pastor Mark Hawkinson, he is here to help us out with what is, I think, some pretty difficult text. Would you agree, sir?
Yes, there's quite a few things involved here that many of which apply to your life and mine and to the listener today. It's kind of exciting, especially the last number of verses, because those events are going to happen all at once, very, very quickly.
These events which are described here, it might have been that we could have looked at it, read it, said, boy, this is really mysterious, who can know what it means, and just moved on to Mark 14. But current authors of our day have focused in, zeroed in on texts like this and have interpreted it for us, not always correctly, one might argue, and so they sort of force us to deal with it. As you pastor your parish at Bethlehem out there in New Haven, when somebody comes up and hands you a Left Behind book or Late Great Planet Earth or any of Hal Lindsey's works, do you think, uh-oh?
No, I invite them to my Bible class and I give them a Bible. I hand them a Bible and point out texts like this in Mark 13 let the Bible speak for itself, because when you do, you see the fact that the holy writers were inspired by God to write Mark 13. So what we have here is the Word of God, not the Word of man. So I'm going to take this at face value, Chuck. And as you and I do, and as the listener does, it becomes rather evident what's going to happen. There are three parts. It's sort of divided into, you want me to go into that now, or should we do that?
No, let's give the telephone number.
Okay, all right.
Our numbers here for our live Bible study program are 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. You're free to join us here on our program as we make our way through Mark chapter 13. Let's begin in prayer. Pastor?
Gracious God, various texts.